Welcome to my podcast, Ellie Elevates Your National Parks. This is a podcast about the different national parks and monuments. Each episode, I will feature a National Park Service Day and tell you some background information and share insights, tips, and suggestions. I will also interview someone different every episode and hear about their experience in the featured park. Let's elevate your knowledge about this episode's site, Mesa Verde National Park. Colorado. The park was established June 29, 1906 by Theodore Roosevelt. It is 52,074 acres and is famous for the ancestral Puebloan cliff dwellings. I have visited Mesa Verde National Park twice. I learned a lot both visits. I really like the artifacts I've seen there, especially the pottery. There are many different styles of pottery that were made in the Southwest around the time that cliff dwellings were occupied. The Mesa Verde style is made with black painting on white pottery. The ancestral Puebloans began living on the top of the mesas in the park around 550 in structures called pit houses. A pit house is partly dug into the ground, and the walls and roofs are built from logs. Around 1100, they started to build cliff dwellings. Cliff dwellings are homes built out of stones and mud into the side of cliffs. Some of the most famous ones are Cliff Palace, Mug House, Balcony House, Square Tower House, Step House, and Long House. I have been to all of these. Mug House is my favorite because it seems more unique. It's got its name because when they found it, there were two or three mugs hanging from a yucca fiber rope in one of the rooms. Because there were so many people, the woman made pottery and ground corn using metates and metatos. The men would hunt, do construction, and farm on the top of the mesa. The children helped with all of those jobs and had fun playing. Some of the pets they had were turkey and dog. An important part of the cliff dwellings were the kivas, because that is where ceremonies were held. The kivas were also used for sewing, grinding corn, and also just hanging out because the temperature was nice. In the middle of the kiva, there were fireplaces. In each kiva, there was a hole in the floor called the sapapu. The sapapu represented the place where they believed people entered the world. They got into the kiva from a ladder in the ceiling over the fire. When I went to Square Tower House, I found seashells in the corner of a room with my sister Zoe and my friend Hope. I had never seen them before. They must have been imported because they were also the kind of seashells found by the ocean. We also found some pottery, shards, and a hand tools. One time I saw a cob of corn under some dirt. Today I'm interviewing my friend Hope, who lives in California. I met her while doing the Square Tower House tour in Mesa Verde. After meeting her, we became pen pals. Let's talk to her now about her time at Mesa Verde. Would you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm a fifth grader at Silver Spur Elementary School, and my favorite color is blue.
How would you describe Mesa Verde National Park?
A fun experience for all.
And what did you do when you visited Mesa Verde?
I went to Square Tower House, Balcony House, and Lawn House.
What was your favorite thing that you saw when you visited each of those parks?
Probably Square Tower House.
And why did you like Square Tower House?
We saw a lot of cool things.
Like what?
Like old pottery.
What was your favorite things you saw at the other houses?
Balcony House was really high up and a really tall ladder.
Did you see any stupid people when you visited Mesa Verde?
No, I didn't.
If you were to visit Mesa Verde again, what house would you do?
I'd probably go to Cliff Palace.
And what house would you not do again?
Balcony.
Why?
We got to climb through a really small hole. What? And you got to go really close to the kivas.
What plants or animals did you see when you went to Mesa Verde?
I saw a lot of cacti and two wild horses and a lot of burnt trees.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Hope. I'll write to you again soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. When you visit Mesa Verde, make sure to stay off the cliff dwellings so they don't get ruined for other people. You need to book a tour in advance to see some of the cliff dwellings. Make sure to keep your eyes peeled like a banana for wildlife because we saw a coyote walking along the road while we were hiking to Mug House. Be prepared for some new exciting knowledge about the ancestral Puebloans and the cliff dwellings they built. Also, be sure to tune in next week when I elevate your knowledge about Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Thank you to Hope for sharing your experiences at Mesa Verde. If you're enjoying my podcast, please leave a review or rating on iTunes to help other people find the show. If you have any questions about a national park, please write to me at ellie@untanglingknots.com, and I may answer your question on a future show. Thanks to my producer, Zach, and my script assistant, Molly, and thank you to Poddington Bear for providing my theme music under an attribution, non-commercial, Creative Commons license.